planes going out to Christchurch. Very cool.
Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin, and we're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara begins, Rav Chisda. And the Gemara tells Rav Chisda, Rav Sheishis, Kipagi Bahadi Hadodi. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheishis, when they would meet, what would happen then? Rav Chisda Mirsin Svasei Mimasnaisa de Rav Sheishis. Rav Chisda, his lips would tremble from the Mishnayos of Rav Sheishis. What does that mean, he trembled from the Mishnayos of Rav Sheishis? You see the Gemara parallel to our, the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. Mimasnaisa de Rav Sheishis, show you Mishnayos Seduros Loi. Rav Sheishis knew all the Mishnayos by heart perfectly. V'yorei Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda was afraid. Shloyik Shaloi mi Mishna al Mishna. V'yoymaloi letaritzan. Rav Sheishis might say to Rav Chisda, no, Rav Chisda, I told you two Mishnayos, there's a stira. How are you going to answer the stira? He was afraid of that. Why was Rav Sheishis such a baki in Mishnayos? Because if Barry was here, he would tell us. Because Rav Sheishis was a sagi nohar. Unfortunately, he was blind. So he couldn't look it up and say, oh, I'll just make a notation of this Mishnah here or there somewhere. I mean, there were no published Gemaras at that time anyway. But even had there been, he couldn't look it up. So he had to commit it all to memory. And that's why he knew all the Mishnayos like that, and that's why Rav Chisda would tremble. We find the same thing by Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was the great Sinai. Sinai means that he had all the Torah Kula on his, Kol HaTorah Kula on his fingertips. Why? Because Rav Yosef also was a Sagi Nohar, therefore he committed everything to memory. Anyway, so that was how Rav Sheishis showed great awe, Rav Chisda, for Rav Sheishis. Where are we? On Mesechtes Erevin, Minatamat Bavli, Taf Samach Zayin, 10 lines from the top of the Amid, Samach Zayin, Amid Aleph, and we're roughly 10 lines from the top. And we're talking about.
We moved forward yesterday after that.
We're always moving forward.
Okay. What's Sagi Nohar?
Sagi Nohar is a person who's blind.
Right, but Sagi.
Literally, it means a person who has enough light, which means he has enough vision. But we don't want to say about someone that he's blind, so we say it with a euphemistic
but
term.
But Nohar doesn't mean river? It's spelled differently?
Nun Hei Resh is river. Nohar is spelled with a vav. Like Nohaira, and that Nohar in Aramaic means. Light, to enlighten. Anyway, yeah, no problem. Anyway, so the Gemara says Rav Chisda was, his lips would tremble from the Mishnayos of Rav Sheishis. Rav Sheishis, on the other hand, Mirza Kule Gulfei Mi Polpulei de Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, Rashi says, a tremendous Charef. Charef means he was brilliant. And he had tremendous Amkus in his questions and in his Shiurim. And when Rav Sheishis would hear that Rav Chisda is going to give a shir, and he would sit at that shir, his whole body would tremble. It's like a treiselt from top to bottom, from the top here of his head down to his toes. That's how scared, that's how he was trembling from the tremendous charifas of Rav Chisda. His boy made Rav Chisda and Rav Sheishis. Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheishis the following. Shnei batim mishnei tzidei Rishus Rab. You have two houses on the two sides of Rishus Rab. All the time we've been talking recently about two batim on the sides of a chotzer. Here we're talking about two batim on the sides of Rosh Hashanah. Now since it's Rosh Hashanah, you can't carry here. Because you can make as many Erevs as you want, it's Rosh Hashanah. Now when I say Erev, I mean the Erev that we do by putting Seudais. You can go put as many Peklech Matzah as you want in Yankel's house or Beryl's house. That's not going to help you. You got to do something about the fact that it's a Shusar Rabbah. So what do you do? Ubo Nachrim on Shabbos Goyim came. And on their own volition, they kifam mechitza b'Shabbos. They put up mechitzas and arum the whole Shusar Rabbah. So now you got a Chinese wall or a Mexican wall around the entire Shusar Rabbah. And now, in terms of the walls, you're able to carry. But the problem is that these two Yidden live on both sides of the Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Hashanah has now been converted, either permanently or temporarily, into a chotzer. But the problem is they didn't go and make an Erev from before Shabbos. Who would even think of making an Erev? After all, the Rosh Hashanah is not a chotzer. So now the question is, Mao, At this point in Shabbos, it's impossible to go and make an Erev. You can only make an Erev by Yom from before Shabbos, and it should be Chal at the time of Bein HaShemoshes on Friday night. But now it's already Shabbos day. See, the only way we can work it out, L'chayit, is through Bitul Rishus. Bitul Rishus means that you have these two Yidin, Yankel and Bel, and Yankel is going to go and he's going to be mevatel his Rishus to Bel, so it's as if it all belongs now to Bel, so Bel will be able to go and carry back and forth.
What about Yankel?
Yankel would not. Once he's mevatel Rishus, he has no Rishus to carry here. Bel would have to carry. He would have to do all the carrying and not our good friend Yankel.
Could they ping-pong back and forth, one mevatel?
No. Shabbos they would have to. If next Shabbos they can ping-pong, right. But not this Shabbos. Right. By next Shabbos they can make, if the walls are still standing, they can make a proper Erev.
Right.
Anyway, so Ma, what's it then? I'll leave the man the Yomer, ein bitul reshus mechotzer lechotzer loy tiboyelach. Now, we remember we had a machloikis yesterday between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Whether you can be mevatel reshus mechotzer lechotzer. Where Shmuel said you cannot, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can. What are the underpinnings? What are the svaris behind? Can you mevatel lechotzer lechotzer? Can you not? So, if you remember, we learned yesterday, and our Gemara is going to basically repeat that today, that according to Shmuel, there are two requirements to allow for a bitul rishus. Requirement number one is that each one of the Jews assers on the other. When you have two Yidin that live around the Chotzer, so Yankel prohibits Beryl from carrying, Beryl prohibits Yankel from carrying. They don't prohibit because they're negative people. They'd love for the other person to be able to carry, but because both of them have Rishus in this Chotzer, that's the reason why. You talk. But because of the fact that they all have rights to this chotzer, so therefore my ownership rights shter interfere with the other person's ownership rights. And that's why you have to make an Erev, or you have to make a bitul reshus. So, as we learned yesterday, Shmuel requires to allow for a bitul reshus, number one, that oisrim ze al ze, that the two people asser each other, and number two, that there is a possibility of making an Erev from one Rishus to the other. Still has to. Could, maybe it's had already by now. You'll try it.
Let's be calm.
Sorry? Yeah.
Tivdok.
Anyway, so leave the man the Yama ain't bit Rishus mechotzer lechotzer. The one that holds you cannot be mevatel Rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. The reason why you can't be mevatel Rishus mechotzer lechotzer is because if you have two parallel chatzeres, not the railroad case, the two parallel chatzeres, neither chotzer interferes with the carrying in the other chotzer. Chotzer A can carry the whole day with all of its people, and Chotzer B can carry all day with all of its people, as long as they each one made their own independent Erevin. So they're not oiser ze al ze. And according to Shmuel, in order to have bitul reshus, it has to be both conditions. Number one, that you can make Erevin, and yes, from a chotzer lechotzer, you could make a joint Erev, or a shituf mevois, you could do that. But you also have to have that it should be oiser ze al ze. By two chatzeres, they're not assering each one, because the A people stay to themselves, the B people stay to themselves, and the A people can carry, and the B people can carry, as long as each one made their own independent Erev. Says Shmuel, no. Because there's no oisin zel ze, ain't bitul reshus. For mevatlin, you have to have two conditions. Number one, oisrin, and ma'arvin. Here there is no oisrin. So look, you're more according to the mandiyam of the boilach, then there's no shaila. Hash the boila aruvin may esma matzim ma'arvi. Even though yesterday, in the case of bitul reshus may chotzer lechotzer, on Erev Shabbos, they could have made an Erev from A to B and B to A. Amris ein bitul reshus may chotzer lechotzer. Why? Because ein oisrin zu al zu, and you have to have both conditions, and therefore bitul reshus is not going to help. Hach, in our case, we have neither of the two conditions. Why do you have neither of the two conditions? Number one, they're not oiser ze al ze, because the fact that Yankel and Beryl cannot carry is not because of their joint ownership in a chotzer. It's because it's a rishus rabim. Nothing to do with Yankel, nothing to do with Beryl. They're also because it's rishus rabim. Number one. And number two, Hachati Boila Ruvim Me Asma Loi Matzim Arvi, if they would have wanted to make an Erev from yesterday, they couldn't have made an Erev. So she said, you can't make an Erev by putting away Matzis or putting away Bulkalach. And of course, they could have made a Tzuras HaPesach, they could have put up walls, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about a situation where they didn't do any of the foregoing Erev Shabbos, so they could not make an Erev. That on Shabbos you won't be able to mevatel rishus. Madach, if you only have one of two conditions, you can't make a bitul rishus. Certainly, if you don't have either condition, you cannot make a bitul rishus. As kiti boilach, here's the shayla. Leave the man the yomer yesh bitul rishus mechotzel lechotzel. Quit man the yomer that holds that there is bitul rishus mechotzel lechotzel. Aha. Who is that man the yomer? That was Rabbi Yochanan that we had yesterday on the Yomer Aleph, that you can have bitul rishus mechotzel lechotzel. And therefore he holds that lechoyra you only need maximum one condition. What is that one condition? That you should be able to be ma'ariv from one to the other, even though they don't aser one and the other. As long as they're ma'ariv one to the other, bitul rishus helps. So zokti mora hasam di boi la ruvei mi esmal mati ma'arvi bitul inami mati ma'vatel. Since yesterday, by your normal case of a chotzer, you could be mevatel one to the other. Yesterday, you could be ma'ar, because if you have two chatzeres, A and B, parallel to one another, the A people can go to the B people, the B people can go to the A people and say, let's make an Erev together, let's make an Erev. Aha. And therefore, since they could have made an Erev, that's why they can have bitul rishus. Avaloch, in our case, the loy motzim ma'arvi me'asmo. Here they couldn't have made an Erev because yesterday it wasn't a chotzer. It was a rishus rabin. Then you can't even make a bitul. Or maybe it makes no difference. The Gemara's question really is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, do you need at least one condition to satisfy bitul rishus? Or don't you need any conditions whatsoever? According to Shmuel, you can only have bitul rishus if you have both oisrin and ma'arvin. Oisrin means that the two people aser each other, and they have the ability and the availability to go and make an erev. In our case, neither did you have the ability to make an erev yesterday with rishus rabin, nor are they oisrin ze'al zeh. So according to Shmuel, nothing to talk about. But according to B'yoichanan, the chayri need one of the two. You certainly don't need both conditions. The question is, do you need one condition? So the Gemara said that by bitul rishus mechotzer lechotzer, you at least have one condition. What is that? That you could make an Erev. They don't aser each other, because they're two independent chatzeres. There's no oiser. But at least there is the availability and the ability to make an Erev. Therefore you have bitul rishus. But in our case, you didn't even have the ability to make an Erev yesterday on Erev Shabbos, because the rishus said Rabin. So what would Rabbi Yochanan hold in this case? Would he hold maybe they don't need any conditions? Make an Erev, even though, not make an Erev. Make a bitul rishus on Shabbos, even though on Friday you couldn't have made either an Erev, nor are they oyser ze al ze. Or maybe no, maybe you have to have at least one condition. Amalezi told him, ein mevatlin. Why ein mevatlin? Says Rashi, the chod mia be'inan. You do have to have one condition at least, either that they aser or that there's an ability to make an Erev. But here you didn't have either one. So on Shabbos you cannot go and make a bitul rishus. It will not be effective to allow for carrying on Shabbos. And now we start a new shayla. And this shayla is meis nochri b'shabbos ma. What's the din if a nochri dies on Shabbos? Now, Rashi reminds us that we had a similar but different case back on the bottom of Samach Hei Amud Beis. What was that case? We learned at the beginning of yesterday's plot that you had these three giants that were staying at a pundak on Samach Hei Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Reb Chanina Bar Yosef, Reb Chia Bar Abba, Reb Asi, they all stayed at a pundak and they were able to carry on Shabbos. There were two pshatim, two gersois in the Rashi, but according to the second pshat, the way Toisus and the Bach learned, according to Rashi, they made on Erev Shabbos, and they were carrying freely, and everything was great. And then all of a sudden, a goy comes on the scene. Not just any goy, but the owner of the pundak. He wasn't here until now. When a goy is not there, he doesn't interfere with the Erev. They were able to carry.
It's as if he doesn't exist.
Exactly,
as if he doesn't exist.
said.
It was like a deer behind, correct. So now that the boy was not there, no concern, no problem, no baya, but he arrived on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That destroys the efficacy of the Erev that was made on Erev Shabbos. So the question was, can we do now a Schiris Rishus on Shabbos from the Goy? And what was the Shaila? Well, an Erev you can only make on Friday. So maybe Schiris Rishus you can only make on Friday. Or no, Bitul Rishus you can go and make on Shabbos. So maybe you can do Schiris Rishus also on Shabbos. That was the Shaila. And so it was a machlokes between Rav Chanina and Rav Yosef that said you could make Schiris Rishus. Rav Asi said you could not make Schiris Rishus. But even after the Schiris Rishus.
So the Erev is already Kayim.
The Erev is Kayim, but as soon as the Goy comes on the scene,
it disturbs the balance.
Not only disturbs it, it smashes it and destroys it to smithereens. This Erev no longer exists. It's now.
But it could be Rikayim once
no,
you make a Bittul Rishus?
No, it's zero. What they can do after the Schiris Rishus is do a Bittul Rishus. What's a Bittul Rishus? Again, if you have Yanko and Beryl, Yanko can say to Beryl, I'm a Vatar Rishus to you, then Beryl will be able to carry, right, but Yanko will not be able to carry. That's
but they
Rishus.
Both have a bar mitzvah to go to. They're stuck.
So one will have to carry for the other one, both Talesim and both Sidurim and both bar mitzvah presents. Right? And of course then he'll get two portions of children. Anyway, so there we had a machloikis between Rav Chanina bar Yosef and Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Chanina bar Yosef said not only niskar, but we can also go and do the Bittul Rishus. Rav Asi said, Loi Niskar, and we won't be able to do the Schiris Rishus, so we won't be able to do the Bittul Rishus. Now we have the reverse situation. We have a goy that was there on the premises, and as a result, they did not bother making a Schiris Rishus on Erev Shabbos, and they were not able to go and carry. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, the Nachri died on Shabbos. Now, I leave them on the Yomer Soichrin. According to the Yomer, that means Rav Chanina bar Yosef, that said in the case where the Nachri came on Shabbos, that you can do a Schiris Rishus on Shabbos, Loitzi Boyelach. Then there's no Shaila that Avad, in our case, you can do a new Bittul Rishus. Because Hash, the Tarti of Dina, Madach Abnin of Chen Yosef said you can do both. What means both? Schiris Rishus, followed up by Bittul Rishus. Choda, here we're only doing one. There's no Schiris Rishus because the Nachri died. So you're going to tell me...
I'm going to wait 1 minute.
It may or may not be had already. You'll try it out and you let us know, okay? Anyway, so the Gemara says, Asher Tarti, then the Mani Madach, you're allowed to go and do two. Choda Yiboya, then Avadi, you're allowed to go and do one. Now you're going to probably say to me, But when the Goy died, he presumably had Yorshim, and therefore, don't they take his place? And the answer is, it's true, but they may be in California. They may be in Australia. As long as the Goy is not on the scene, he doesn't shter, he doesn't interfere with your ability to make Erevin. So therefore, Goy is not here, all the Yorshim are somewhere else in Australia, they're not here. So now the question is, Schiris Rishus we cannot do. There's nobody to go and rent the Rishus from. But we should be able to do Bittul Rishus. In the case where the Goy arrived on Shabbos, you can do both. Schiris Rishus and Bittul Rishus. Here, Chodem Yiboya. Here you only have to do one thing. Bittul Rishus. Chavada, that would be okay. Elikit Yiboyalach. You see, it's a kochtzach. So many want to turn it down so it should make less of a Koy Rash Godel. Good. Ash Davin and Tati of Dinan, Chodem Yiboya. As the more alakim ibaya kiti ibayla chalim the man diyamar ain soichren. According to Kodi man diyamar, that was the second man diyamar that we had. That was Reb Asi that said loy niskar. That's the shaila now. Why did he say ain soichren? Tied to you the lev dinan. We cannot do both a schiris rishus and a back to back bittul rishus. That we can't. Two. Maybe Bittul Rishus alone, that we can do. Maybe it makes no difference. The man Yom that said, Ein Tzoichin holds, you cannot do either Schiris Rishus or Bittul Rishus, zero. Gunished. Amalesi told the man Yom Mevatlin, I personally hold that you can be Mevatl under these circumstances with a great passed away. Whoever says you cannot be Mevatl, so therefore again we have a machloikis, will Bittul Rishus help or not? As you see, there's a bays next to Ani Oimim Bavatlin, so it appears that the halacha is that you can, which would not be surprising, because as we know, typically, halacha kedibri ha-mekel be'erev, and here is being mekel, he says, Bittul Rishus will help.
So, but if the goy, so it's a little bit complicated, because if they had made an Erev, if the Gentile wasn't there, Erev Shabbos, then they, and they had made an Erev, and then he came back,
it would be destroyed.
It would be destroyed, but now that he died,
right?
So now,
and they didn't make an Erev here. Talking about they didn't make an Erev, didn't do an Erev because they hadn't done Schiras Hashos. So there was a big, big zero, and everybody knew that Friday afternoon you go to shul, bring your talis, and bring your chumash, and bring your
car seat, whatever. It's a two-step process. They have to, well, first he dies, and therefore...
Yes, once he dies, and so now the shal is, could we do a bithur shus yankel to Beryl, to be able to allow Beryl to go and carry on Shabbos.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, nochamul, noch halacha. And this is a groisa kula that we're going to learn now. Omer of Yehuda Mishmul. Nochri sheyesh le Pesach arbo'o al arbo'o pasuach lebika. You have a goy. And the goy has a house. And the house has two openings. One to the general mavoi, where all the Yidden are walking back and forth on Shabbos, going to Bismedish, going to a drasha, going to a shir, going to a kiddush, going to an ofruf, and going to a sheva brachas. Yidden are walking all around here in the mavoi. And they want to be able to carry in the mavoi. And they made your shetufei mavois. But there's a nochri, and he also lives here in the mavoi. And they didn't do a schiris rishus. The question is, will he interfere? L'chayr interferes, he lives there, and so he has ownership rights, he interferes. However, the nochri has two doorways. One door opens to the mavoi like everybody else, but one opens on the other side to a bika. A bika is a valley, which is typically farmland, and as we'll see in the Gemara, it was a very large bika, lot of open area, lots of social distancing, especially if you're the only one in an area of 10,000 amis or more, it'd be a lot of social distancing. Anyway, so what does Gemara tell us? Pesach he has a very small door. It's a difficult doorway to get through. Arbalabar means 4x4 tefachim. A tefach is roughly 4 inches. You're talking about 16 inches. You know, if you're a thin guy, you can manage. A guy like me, you're very stout, it gets difficult. Anyway, so Arbalabar, 16 inches by 16, pasuach lebika, and it opens up again to this farmland in the back. Even if a whole day he's taking gemalim of course camels. Are camels, kroinois are wagons, he's schlepping them, moving them, pulling them through the regular door. The regular door was a normal doorway like all doors, regular, large, big. He was able to take the gemalim and the kroinois through them, no problem. Nevertheless, ein oiser al b'nei mavoi, even though he's using that door, and he's pulling and pushing and schlepping and going and coming on ganze tog on Shabbos, he doesn't ask him. Why not? After all, his ownership rights should interfere. My timer, because b'pischa d'miyachad lei, the Pesach that is special to him, from Lashon Yochid, singular to him, which means the one to the bika, v'ahu nichalei, he really enjoys that much better. Why does he enjoy that much better? He's schlepping the gemal and kroinis the whole day into the mavi. Says Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Balu nichalei, says Rashi. Mishum de ika vira tvei mi mavi. There's so much more open space. Everybody wants a little open space.
It's gewaldic.
It's gewaldic. He's able to go out and breathe in a machayet. Ah, beautiful. The mavi, all of these people coming back and forth. There's air pollution, noise pollution. I can't stand it. This one is saying it's Vatarin, and this telling of that's been Tzadikim, and this one is arguing about Trump and Biden, and this one about the Knicks. I can't take it. But the big machayet, he can sit there, ruig, and he can think, and he can talk, and all the rest. Talk to himself. Anyway, so therefore, even though he's using the Pesach to the mavi, we halachically deem him to have separated himself, severed his relationship to the Mavi, because his Iker Pesach, the primary Pesach, is the one to the Bika. Even though, by all appearances, he's going back and forth to the Mavi. Again, that's a kula that the Chum gave, that we now say that the Goy is out of this Mavi, and we're able to go and carry freely, all the Yidden can go and carry.
Not to use semantics, but yes, the Pesach in the back to the Bika is not necessarily his Iker Pesach, it's his desired Pesach.
Fine. Good. Because it's his desired Pesach, we give it the status as
right,
his primary.
Right, so the Iker one is to the Movui, which is carrying his camels back and forth, he's doing his
exactly
work, he's
flopping. Exactly.
Essential.
Essential. Good. Anyway, so that's a kula that we have by the Nochri Sheyesh LePesach. Now the Gemara asks, Iboilu Pasuch LeKarfif Mahu. What happens if you don't have a bika? You only have a karfif. What's the difference between a karfif and a bika? For our purposes, the Karfiv is much smaller than the Bikav. We're going to talk on the Amid Beis, Beis Asayim Yor, Beis Asayim Nish. Beis Asayim, as you know, is 5,000 square amas, which is a nice size. But it's not the same as a Bikav. A Bikav could be mild, stretching from all sides, farmland and all that. So that's much more. So the question is, Pasuch LeKarfiv Ma'u. Amram Nachum Barami Mishmei Di Ulpana. Ulpana says Rashi, Sheshomim Merabai V'Rabai Merabai. Upana is not the name of a person. Upana means he heard it from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe. In other words, this is a yeshiva where they've been learning now for the last 100 years, 200 years, and each one, I have Meseder from my Rebbe and his Rebbe, and it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu Kemat. Anyway, so what did he say? Afilu pasuach lekarfif, even if the Pesach, the second Pesach, is not open to a Bikah, only to a Karfif, same Malach applies, he does not interfere. And the reason why, again, Rashi says the same thing, Tap Rashi, Nichalei Beitvei, he prefers the Karfif over the Mavui, the Ikavira Tvei, Mi Mavui. There's more air, it's more Gishmak, more Givaldik going out into the Karfif than into the Mavui. And he doesn't ask it, therefore, on the B'nai Mavui. Now, Rabbi Rav Yosef now explained the Amri Travayu. When do we say that? That's Nochi Beis Asayim Oyser, Yosef Beis Asayim Eini Oyser. We're talking about a karfif. A karfif can be a small karfiful, and it can be a large karfif. And what's the nafkimini between small and between large? Ikintarankim and Azivil Tzitzam Fins, Grois Kuvim Fagnin, so Mazatai Rechush Ve'elechid. Get? But the envelopes can sit a tiny später. Yeah. This is the Eibush the Taufen, but Erech Nochal Bishu, Erech. Brichem to you. So Nochri Beis Sasayim Oyser, a Nochri Asa is a Beis Sasayim. Now, what does that mean, he asks as a Beis Sasayim? So Rashi explains that if the karfif that he has in the back is relatively small, that it's only the shear of 5,000 amis, then the Nochri discounts the extra avir, and he says, you know what, I prefer the Mavi. Yeah, it's taka true, I have this nice backyard, but backyard, still doesn't come to the Mavi. And therefore, Oyser, he would continue to have his ownership rights. I mean, he always has his ownership rights, but he would continue to interfere with the ability to go and make an Erev in the Mavi. Why? Because he comes back and forth. He's an owner like everybody else. So you have to do Schirus Hashus. If you didn't do Schirus Hashus, you're stuck. However, if the Karfif is Yosef Beis Asayim, oh, now this is showing a bright machitin. That's a big, big Karfif. It's Yosef Beis Asayim. It's more than 5,000 square amas. And Yosef, then he doesn't ask it, because then it has that same flavor and attraction to him as the Bikah that we had on the Amud Aleph. Because then there's so much more. Abi, let's take a quick look at the Rashi, second line from the top. Nochri Beis Asayim, Moses says Rashi. Im hoyuloi Pesach lekarfif, Beis Asayim. And he had a Pesach lemavui, adayin oyser al b'nei mavui. Fourth line from the Rashi. Da avira de karfif lenofish. It's only a Beis Asayim. It's 5,000 namas, but it's only 5,000 amas.
So it's not satisfying?
That's not sufficient. Avil im yoizim Beis Asayim. If it's really big, nofish avira. Oh, I can breathe again. Wow, all this empty land. I'm a chaya, more than 5,000 square amas. And therefore he says, I prefer that rather than the Pesach to the Mavui ve'einoi oiser. So that's the difference between Beis Asayim by a goy. Now let's go by a yid. By the yid, it's the other way around. Yisrael Beis. When I was a yid, had such a Pesach lekarfif, and the yid forgot and he did not join in the Erev. Maybe we could say about the yid also that his preference is that other doorway, because he has all that empty air, amachai, all that large area, and therefore he also severs his relationship with the outside mavoi, and maybe we can carry the mavoi even though this yid didn't go and join. And therefore the Gemara says, it's the same halacha as the Nochri, but it's in reverse. It's what we call the mirror image. What are you talking about? The Yisrael Beis Asayim Eini Oyser. If he has only a Karfif Beis Asayim in back of his property, he does not Aser. Why doesn't he Aser? Because he prefers using that Karfif in back of his property rather than the Pesach to the Mavoi, and therefore that's considered his Iker entranceway or exit throughout the Shabbos, and therefore he doesn't aser on the other Bnei Mavi. Now why is that? After all, it's a small property. Why does Yisrael prefer the Beis HaSayim when the Nochri said, "Nah, this is Gunish, and Gunish"? What's the difference? Manishtana. So Rashi says, because the Yisrael says to himself, I don't need more than a Beis HaSayim for Shabbos, because I cannot schlep Gimalim and Kroinois or do major stuff with this backyard, this Karfif. All I can go and do over there is put perhaps my used dishes, perhaps to go and store there my carrots and my potatoes. There's not much that he can use. So a Beis HaSayim is more than sufficient. However, if you get to more than a Beis HaSayim, then I got a problem. Because if you have a carve, which is more than Beis HaSayim, we had earlier on in our Masechta, if it's not Muk of Ladira, you can't carry there. It has the status of a carmelist. Yeah, it's a carmelist. He can't use it. If he can't use it, he says, what am I going to do with that carve? This Shabbos, it's useless. Therefore, Oyser, his primary exit and entrance is through the Pesach to the Mavoi, and so therefore he asks on the other B'nai Mavoi. Let's look at the Yisrael Zukrashi, second narrow line Yisrael. Says Rashi, Sheyesh Lo Pesach LeKarfif. He has a Pesach LeKarfif and a Pesach LeMavoi. V'shachav LeIrev B'Mavoi. Im Karfif Beis HaSayim Hu Shiro'ui LeHishtamish Boy. He can use it. And he also B'nai Mavoi. V'yavu Gavda LeGabi Nochri Choshev Zutra. Even though the Goy would say, nah, come on, Beis HaSayim, that's goodish. Considered to be too small. The Gabi Israel Nafish, as far as Israel is concerned, this is givaldic. He doesn't need a major, major open area. What is he going to do? He's going to schlep his washing machine there. Well, what is he going to do over there? The Sagi Behochi only needs a little bit. The Nafish of Irmi Mavi, and bottom line is that 5,000 square amis is better than the Mavi. Abi Yosem Mesesim, Carmelis. Oh, it's a Carmelis. He going to hook of Adira. What can I use this for? It's just a big bad elephant there in the back. I can't use it. It's more than a Beis HaSayim. It's a carmelis. It's not Mukav Adira. And therefore he cannot use it. And therefore he uses the Pesach to the Mavi. And therefore he asks. So it comes out, a goy is exactly the opposite of a yid for these purposes. The Gemara now essentially repeats this Shtichel Gemara in the next two lines. Boy minei rova bar chakloi mirafuna pasuach lekarfif mau. What would be the din if the second door is open to a karfif and not to a bika? Amalei hari amu. We just finished saying, weren't you listening? Beis HaSayim oiser. If you're talking about a goy, if it's only a Beis HaSayim at asis, because the goy said yeah Beis HaSayim, he uses the mavoi. You also Beis HaSayim in an oyster because he said, oh, you have all of this beautiful open area, open space, and therefore he forgets about the Mavoi. His ikker is the Karfif and back, like the Bik. Oma Ula Rabbi Yochanan. Karfif Yoisum Beis HaSayim Shloi Hukaf Ladira Vafilu Kur Vafilu Kurayim Hazerik Latoichi Chayv My time Amchitzi Ella Shemchuseris Diyurin. What is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a very interesting halacha, that one area can have two separate statuses, assuming there is such a word, can have two different statuses under halacha. It can have the status of, statai is it called? Whatever. You know what we're talking about. And it can have the status of both a karmelis and a rishus hayochid at the same time. Really? What do you mean? What is that all about? So the Gemara explains. You have a karfif yoisim beis HaSayim. Shloi hukaf ledira. We just got finished saying a moment ago, if it's more than a beis HaSayim, and it's loi hukaf ledira, it has the status of a karmelis. Okay. Now what happened? Bafila kor, bafila karayim. Kor v'karayim means much, much larger. A kor has in it 30 sa'a. Karayim is 60. It's 2 times 30 sa'a. So that's much, much larger than beis HaSayim. Beis HaSayim is only 2 sa'a. Kor is 15 times as much. Kuraim is 30 times as much. Huge. Okay. I am standing in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and I throw a ball from the Rishus HaRabim into that karfif. Now, without Rabbi Yochanan, I would say the person is oiver and iser drabanan. What's the iser drabanan? He threw from a Rishus HaRabim into a karmelis. He shouldn't do that. But it's not an iser deraisa because there is no concept of a karmelis deoraisa. Min haTorah, there's only a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. Don't tell me anything about karmelis and makom pturis. This is all rabbinically legislated halachas. Min haTorah, You only have it Shasram Shasiyachit. Okay, so this Karfif, although there are walls, it's hukuf, it's not hukuf l'dira, but there are walls over here. So Midrabanan has a din of a karmelis. So if you throw from Rosh Hashanah to a karmelis, you are, it's, you're not allowed to. It's potter aval osir. Potter means you wouldn't have to bring a karm because it's a drabban, but it's also Midrabanan. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says it's chayav. Why it's chayav? Because it has the status of Rishus Hayochid Min HaToyra. Even though it's a karmelis, as a status of Shusi Yachid. My time, what have status? Mishum time and time mechitzi. Al Mishukhser is the urine. It has proper mechitzis for a room and a room, so it's all fine and dandy. Yes, because Mishukhser is the urine, it is also called a karmelis. Kum techois, I have now two chumris over here. On the one hand, it's a karmelis, and therefore you cannot carry more than Dalet Amis within this karmelis. Because it's a karmelis. Karmelis, you can't carry, just like Rosh Hashanah, you can't carry more than four amas. On the other hand, it's a Shusei Yochid, so if you throw something for Shusei into this karmelis, you're a chayiv, a korban chatos, because you've been oiver and isid the arise of being maver, or zoidik, and Shusei Rabim, or Shusei Yochid. Moser v'huna barchinna. Sela shebiyam. Now, sela over here doesn't mean a coin. A sela means a large boulder, a large rock. Like a small island, if you will. Shebiyam, inside the yam. Kavoy Asar was 10 tvachim tall, v'roich barbo, and 4 wide, 4 tvachim wide, so has the status, the dimensions of a Rishus Yachid. The minimum Rishus Yachid is 10 by 4. This boulder in the yam was 10 by 4. Okay, so since it's a boulder of 10 by 4, it's a Rishus Yachid. You cannot go and transfer objects and items from the yam to this rock, from the rock to the yam, because you're being mavir from Rishus Yachid to Karmelis, or Karmelis to Rishus Yachid. Bokhus Mikan, what happens, however, if this rock was not the rock of Gibraltar? It was only 9 by 4, and therefore it does not have the din of a Rishus Yachid. It has the status of a Karmelis. Ooh, then Metaltlin. Then you could be Metaltl one to the other. Rashi says not that you can go Metaltl freely, but since the two Karmelis in back to back, the rock has the status of a karmelis. The ocean has the status of a karmelis. You can go and transfer from one to the other within 4 amas. 2 amas here, 2 amas there, 3 amas here, 1 amas there. You could transfer one, but that's all. You can't go metalta more than that because a karmelis you're not going to carry more than 4 amas anyway.
Between Rishuyos, you're saying.
Between Rishuyos, exactly. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Yom, you see where it says Pochis Mikan, Rashi Mets, about 5-8 yeah. Lines lower. She'ena Gavoy Asara. Karmelisi kayon umetaltem izelize toich talad amas. So from the like we said, within 4 amas, one to the other. Good. Now the brisa continues on with 5 somewhat mysterious words. Ad kama, how far? How far? We mean how wide is this rock? The rock we know is 10 by 4. Or 9 by 4, depending on the ratio or the sefer. But how wide is it? Says the Gemara, ad beis asayim, until a beis asayim. The question is, ahai, on which case is this going, this ad kama beis asayim? Is this going on the ratio of the 10 by 4 rock, which is Rishus Yachid? Or is it going on the sefer, when we're talking about the 9 by 4 rock, which is only, which is not only, but which is a karmas? Ahai. Ilema sefer, the chayr goes in the sefer because that's the continuation. Pochus mikan metaltlin ad kama ad beis asayim, the chayr goes in the sefer. So Timura, ilema sefer beis asayim tvei loy. Are you telling me that you can go and carry? We said in the sefer that if it's only a 9 by 4 rock, you can go and carry from one karmelis to the other karmelis within 4 tvachim. Are you telling me only because it's up to beis asayim, but tvei loy? What happens if, in fact, this rock would be a real big rock? The rock of Gibraltar, Roosevelt Island. It would be a real big, big rock. It would be more than a base of Sayyid. So what would you say then? Oh, then it would be Osir. Why would it be Osir? From the Karmas to the Karmas. It's the same Karmas to the Karmas. The same rock that you said is 9 by 4. So it's a Karmas. If it's not 9 by 4, it's 9 by 2,000. It's 9 by 5,000. 9 by 100,000. It's still a karmelis. So, Bazai, you can be metaltel to the yam from the yam letoichai, of course, within 4 tvach. El alav, since the brisa, however, says ad kama, ad beis asayim, we have to say it goes on the ratio. What does the ratio say? That if it's 10 by 4, voshtet in the ratio, you can go and you are not allowed to transfer from the Shesayochid to the Yam. 10x4 is the Shesayochid. Zok to the Seifa, yo, ad kama, how large is the rock? Ad base aside. Zok to Yimora, if it's going on the ratio, so let's understand now. Vachi kama. Zok to Yimora, el alava ratio. Vachi kama, and the Bryce is saying the following. Sela shabiyam gvoya saravarechiv dalid. If you have a seller which is 10x4, why not? Because there is a status of Rishus Yochid. The Ad Kama. How wide was this rock? Ad Beis Asayim. Until the measure of 5,000 square amas. Yes, Beis Asayim. But if it's more than that, Metaltlin. Now, why would that be the case? Because after all, it's Rishus Yochid. It's 10x4. Oh, the answer is because since it's so wide, and now is the status of a base assignment because it's not hook of Ladira. So it's just like the Karvif, that you have more than a base assignment, it's not hook of Ladira, it has the status of a caramelis. If it's the status of a caramelis, you can't go and carry. And therefore, yes, a base assignment, you could be able to carry now from that rock to the water, of course, within four tvach, because caramelis the caramelis. Alma, so what do I see from this caramelis? It has the status of caramelis. It's a chiyuv to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said before that a karfif yoisin the base of saim shle hook of ladira hazerik v'toychay is chayiv, because it retains its status not only of a caramelis but also of a rishus ha-yochid. If it's really a rishus ha-yochid, then how can you go, and even if this rock is as large as 12 football stadiums, how can you go and carry from the rock to the water, or the water to the rock? It's not only a caramelis, it's all to rishus ha-yochid. So I see l'chayra that the Chachamim, when they said that such a large expanse of place, which is not hook of Adira, even though it's 10x4, it's not hook of Adira, what is its status as a caramelis, and that's why it's mutter. So it loses its status of rishus ha-yochid. It's only a caramelis. It's a chiyuv to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said you could have the same karfif have both statuses. It could be both rishus ha-yochid and a caramelis. If that's the case, then it should be also to go and carry from the rock to the water, because the rock over here, it's true, it's a caramelis. It's very, very wide. It's more than a base of sign. And it's 10x4. But it's also rishus ha-yochid because it's 10x4. So it should be also, why did it say metaltlin? Chiyuv to Rabbi Yochanan, the shtar kashim yochid. So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Rava. First, Rava says in a somewhat negative way to Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Mandala Yoda Terutze Masnaisa to Yufta Moisev Leder Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was a giant. Rabbi Yochanan was the God of Ador. If you want to ask a question of Rabbi Yochanan, you better know your stuff. In Yiddish they would say, Chas Hashem, I don't mean the food. But Yiddish they would say, it freaks out, Klotz Kasha. Klotz Kasha means, he didn't think it through. So Rav is saying, Mandal Yoda, someone who doesn't know how to terutze Masnaisa, to be able to go and be Mitar, to explain Mishnayis properly, to understand what the Mishnah is really telling us, Tiyufta Mesele Rabbi Yochanan, he's asking Akasha Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, Akasha doesn't even begin. The reason why he thought he had Akasha is because he thought it goes on the Reisha, and the Seif, and the Seif, and the Reisha. No. I'll tell you Pshat, says Rav. Le'oila Maresha. Really, these words Ad Kama Beis Asayim is going in the Reisha. Oh, it's going in the Reisha. But didn't you say on the Reisha that if it's more than a Beis Asayim, it could be metaltel? No. Vachi ko amar. You have to go and make. You have to really add a couple of words, not necessarily inserting the words, but parenthetically. When you get to the Ad Kama is referring back to the Reisha. What did it say in the Reisha? If you have a seller which is 10x4, you can't be metaltel mitoicha liyam min yam letoicha. Stop. Why can't you? This has a status of Rishus Yochid. Caramelis, you can't go and carry from a Rishus Yochid to a caramelis, right? The rock is a Rishus Yochid. The yam is a caramelis. You can't go and carry one to the other. Now say, what happens to whatever if he wants to carry on the rock itself, from one end of the rock to the other end of the rock? He does not want to carry to the caramelis. He just wants to carry from one end of the rock to the other end. Is that permissible? Joktov do de Braisa, it is permissible. Ad kama ad beisosayim. Why? Because until the beisosayim, it has the status of Rishus Yochid. It's 10x4. Once you go beyond a beisosayim, then the chomes is at a din of a caramelis, and a caramelis you cannot carry more than four tvachim. Ochi kama. More than 4 hours. Thank you. Vachikama. Ha besoicha metaltlin. Besoicha means in the rock itself, from one end to the other, no problems. It's 10x4, it's Rosh Hashanah. Just like we're allowed to carry in our living rooms, in our apartments, in our houses, no problem. Here too. However, if it goes beyond the Beis Hasayim, ad kama ad Beis Hasayim, more than Beis Hasayim, then you cannot carry more than Talit Amis, like Brother Shai just reminded us. So that's terrorist number one. So the whole kasha falls away, because we're not talking about mitoicha v'yam v'yam mitoicha, we're talking about besoicha. Ravashi says, oilam ha-resha. We're talking about miyam letoicha and mitoicha v'yam, like we learned originally. And nevertheless, it's not a kasha of yecha, because hein amru v'hein amru. The Rabbanan made two separate gezeirois, which in this case come a little bit in conflict with one another. Well, what are you talking about? Hein omru karf of Yosef and Beis Hasayim. They said of karf, which is greater than Beis Hasayim, shlihuk of adira im betaltalim boy elam b'dalat amis, because it is the status of a caramelist, you can't carry more than dalat amis. Vein omru, the same chacham said, im betal mishasiyach le caramelist. You cannot go and carry from mishasiyach to a caramelist. Fine. So now, Beis Hasayim dishori l'totule b'kule. Where you have a Beis Hasayim, in other words, it was originally Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have machitzas around it, it's lehukaf ledira, since it's lehukaf ledira, it's out of Beis Hasayim, show the tulip kule, you'll have to go and carry from one end to the other, because it's like a large living room. It's okay, it's hukaf, not hukaf ledira, but it's hukaf, and it's up to a Beis Hasayim, you'll have to go and carry the kule. In such a case, asr rabbanan little tule, again, nochmo, hey nomo ve hey nomo, hey metal ve shus yachle karmas, Beis Hasayim, the Charlotte to the Bikule, Asir Rabbanan to the Tule, Loimanayam, the Toich, the Toich, the Yam. When the Chachamim permitted you to go and carry in this Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which was very wide, until the Beis Hasayim, you're allowed to be metalta from one end to the other. But the same Rabbanan said, but don't be metalta from the Yam, the Toich, the Toich, the Yam. When I told you you'd be allowed to, because it's from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Carmelist. But the Rabbanan said, don't. Why not my time? Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemurahi. Because this, the karfa that you're talking about, or this rock that you're talking about, since it's 10x4 up to the base of Sayim, full status is just a yachid, and therefore it's just yachid gemurahi. Don't carry from the rock to the water, not from the water to the rock. Yes, a base of Sayim. However, if this rock is more than a base of Sayim, to also to tuli bekule, now I cannot carry from one end of the rock to the other end of the rock, because the Chacham said, no longer just yachid, look upon it as being a harmless. Here the Chachamim made an exception to the rule, and they said you can carry from the rock to the yam and from the yam to the rock. Why can you do that? After all, to the yam, what's going on over here? Yes, and Beis Hasayim, why is that permitted? After all, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, even though it's yes and Beis Hasayim, it still retains its dinner of Shusha Yochid? Zukti, on my time. Because Dilma Amri, I'm afraid to go and say the Shusha Yochid Gemurihi. People will conclude that if you're going to prohibit carrying from this very large rock, because it's more than a Beis Hasayim, from there to the yam, they'll say, why? That's a caramelist, and this is a caramelist. Caramelist is a caramelist you can carry. 4 amas, you can go and carry. Why is he not allowing you to go and carry from one to the other? So I'll say, I know why. Because it is the status of Shusha Yochid. If it's Shusha Yochid, for us, the Tuli Bekuli, they're going to go from one end of the rock to the other end of the rock. And therefore, the Chachamim lightened up, and they said, I prefer being matir, the Isser of carrying from the Shusha Yochid, to the caramelist, so that people are not going to say that this is a Shusha Yochid Gemura, that you can go and carry from one end of the rock to the other end of the rock. And what would happen if you carry from one end of the rock to the other end of the rock? Be Oved Rabbanan. So now the Gemara is saying, wow, they were makel on one Drabbanan, so that you shouldn't be over a second Drabbanan. We got two Drabbanans over here. What are the two Drabbanans? Number one, that you're not allowed to carry from Kamblis to Shusha Yochid, should have the two Kamblis. That's one. And number two, that you're now allowed to go and carry in a Toiradic biblical Rishus HaYochid that has expanded and has become a large area over more than a Beis Hasayim, Kur or Kurayim. And the Torah, that's Rishus HaYochid. You can carry from one end to the other. But Drabbanan, you cannot carry. It has the status of a Carmelite, so that's also Drabbanan. So Chachamim were noivis about the second Drabbanan. I don't say noivis. more concerned about the second Rabbanim more than the first one. And therefore they say, I prefer violating the first Rabbanim. What's the violation? Allow you to go and carry from the rock to the water, even though the rock min ha-toyer has the status of Shus HaYachid, the water is a karmelis. The Rabbanim, you're not going to carry from Shus HaYachid to karmelis. I matter. You can carry within 4 amos, you can carry from the Shus HaYachid to the karmelis. Why? Because if I'm afraid that if you're going to go and aser carrying, people say, well, why can't you? What happens? What's the problem? Oh, because it's Shus HaYachid. Oh, it's Shus HaYachid. They're going to carry from one end to the other. Oh, they're going to violate that Shus HaYachid. That is a drabana. So why am I permitting them to carry from the rock to the water? That's also an Issa Drabban. I prefer carrying, allowing them to carry from the Shus HaYachid to the Karmelis, even though I call it a Karmelis, but I prefer them being over that Rabbanan rather than the Rabbanan of carrying from one end of the rock to the other end of the rock. Why is this Rabbanan better than the other Rabbanan? Says that a person should go and walk the entire Shabbos on this rock and carry from one end to the other, that's a Dover Shchiach. That a person should go and transfer something from the rock to the water, or the water to the rock. What, he's going to go fishing on Shabbos? What is he going to? He's going to throw in his chemish or something? Maybe betashlich, he'll throw away his averus. What is he going to throw away in, from the Teich Liyam Tamiyach? That's Leishchiach. So they were going to, in the case of the walking back and forth and carrying back and forth, because they were so concerned about that din, they were lightened up and they were makel on the din of throwing or carrying from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis, from the rock into the water, or from the water to the rock, so that you shouldn't be over the second Rabban. So with that, we've concluded the Gemara, and therefore we've reinstated Rabbi Yochanan L'toikvoi, no kasher Rabbi Yochanan, because that's all if you're talking about carrying from this large rock, which is a karf of yoisim based asayim, status of Shus HaYachid. Rabbi Yochanan is right, status of Shus HaYachid. Normally I would not allow you to go and throw something into the yam, because Shus HaYachid, the karmelis, I'm makel, that's only this and drabbanan. However, what happens if you threw from Rishus HaRabim onto that rock? Oh no, then everybody would agree you're not allowed to do that because it still retains its status as Rishus HaYachid. So Rishus HaYachid, the Karmelis, Chacham Urmeikah, but Rishus HaRabim to that Rishus HaYachid, to throw from Rishus HaRabim onto that rock, Chas V'Shalom, that's what Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that would be an Issa D'Araisa, because even though the Chum called it a Karmelis, it still retains its status of Rishus HaYachid. Good, a very, very simple case now, says the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid, last of the narrow lines, and Yenuka Dishtapech Chamime. There was a tinnik where today on Shabbos, everybody came in their Shabbos finery because they're making a big bris milah today on Shabbos. Now, in the good old days, it was essential that before you did the bris, that you at least wash the mokum hamila, perhaps the whole baby, with hot water, warm water. Why? Presumably to be sanitary against germs, bacteria, etc., etc. So this is all talking about that ishtab chamime before the bris, it all poured out. Now, there are two choices. One choice is postpone the bris till tomorrow. I don't have the hot water, I can't warm up water on Shabbos. This is the rice of Bishl. This is not a bikuch nefesh, Rabbi Yisai, because it's before the bris. Postpone the bris. I agree with you. It's a big mitzvah, Yer Meshmini, and the caterer is there, and the musicians would like to.
It was money.
The musicians would like to play, but of course it's Shabbos, and they put up fancy flowers, and they have the decor, and the party planners, and all the hors d'oeuvres, and the gansamasa, balloons, the teddy bears. All this is dope. It would be a shtickel hefsid, 100%. Babla Masa, it's not because of fish, so wait till tomorrow. That's one option. Rabbi didn't like that option, and Amblu Rabbi said, let's try to have the bris today. By Mir and Shtib, I live here in the same chotzer. In my house, we have hot water and the hot water chaynik. Bring some hot water and take that water. Amli, chaynik means, of course, haknishka chaynik, and there's a chaynik, yeah. Amli, abai v'liyavinan. But Rabbi, we didn't make an erev. How can you go and carry here in the chotzer? We didn't make an erev. Amli says, nismech hashituv. Although they didn't make an Erev in this particular chotzer, but there was a shitufe muvois made from one chotzer to the other chotzer in the larger mavoi, and therefore we'll be swallowed into that shituf, and that'll be good too, even if we didn't make an Erev. But they didn't make a shitufe muvois either, so that doesn't work either. Said Rabbi, namely the Nachri Leisilei. Let's go and take, call a goy, and the goy should go and bring either the child to the water or the water to the child. In other words, Amir Lak. Amr Rabbi. I wanted to follow up with another kasha to Rab and say, how can you do that? But Rav Yosef didn't allow me. The Amr of Yosef, Amr of Kahana, ki avin and beir of Yehuda, when I learned in the yeshiva of Yehuda, Abba Omalon, he would tell us, v'diyaraisem v'svin and tiyufta v'hadr avdin maisa. If you have a kasha, ask the kasha first, see if you can get a teretz, and if you can, then you can go and do the maisa. If you can't get a teretz, then don't do the maisa. But with Rabban, the whole din of Erevin, of carrying here the common chutz and the common courtyard, that's Rabban. Of din of Maisa, since Rabba Paskin, you're allowed to follow Rabba's advice, do it. Vada Masvina to you of the Nuchtim, you'll ask your kashas, so we'll see whether we can end for your kashas. Okay, so bottom line is, Abai was quiet, Baruch Hashem made the Mila, we don't know the boy's name, but we know that it was very festive and everybody was very happy, and the Zaydis and the Hilta Zaydis and the Babdis, everybody was very happy. The Basahi, after it was all over, Amalei, my boy's legs for the matter. What taka did you want to ask, Rabba? He says, "My noch had 5 minutes of mfeti." Amalei, so he told him the sign, he will learn the price. Hazor shvus v'amira lenochri shvus. Says Abaya, Hazor. Hazor means if chas shom person became tome, you have to spritz on him from the pora duma water. That's a shvus you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. However, what happens if the person wants to go and bring the carbon Pesach? We say to him, "Sorry, Mister, you're tome. We cannot spritz the water." Even though the person wants to bring the Karm Pesach, we tell him, "I'm very sorry. If you happen to be tummy, we're not going to spritz the paraduma water on you today. You'll just have to wait until Pesach Sheni." So, just like you're pushing off his bringing the Karm Pesach, which is an Issa Karis, but you wait until Pesach Sheni, you'll push off the Din of Mila, which is also a Din of Karis if you don't do a Mila, and you push it off until Sunday. Don't you see that there's a difference between a shvus? Now, here the Gemara, when he uses the term maisa, it's a little bit vague. What the Gemara really means to say is, bein shvus to is bein malacha, the shvus to less bein malacha. What does he mean? If we would tell the guy, go and warm up water, which is an Isser Bishel Deraisa for a Yid Deraisa, that Amir La'akim, I would 100% agree with you. I would not say, "Goy, please heat up the water." But he would tell the Goy, "Please carry the water from my house here to the hall where we're making the bris." No, carrying is only Drabana. So it's like a double Drabana, like Zeta the Zeta. The whole carrying in a courtyard is Drabana. Amir La'akim is Drabana. It's by Drabanans, it's Mutter. And now the Gemara asks, rhetorically, Omle Rabba Barav Chanan Li Abaye, Mavud the Isbe Tre Gavri Rabba Vikrabonan. You have this Mavui, and you have these two great giants, Rabba and Abaye, Lo the Hebbe Le Erev Le Shittim. How could it be? Why didn't you go and make an Erev for Pete's sake? I don't understand you. Especially there's a bris. Nobody thought about making an Erev or Shittim. Omle, he said, "My Navid, what can I tell you? Marlav Orche, for Rabba, this is not his thing. After all, Rabba was a good Lador. He's not going to bother himself with administrative matters like putting together an Erev. And no, I really should have done, but to Rindenberg Yisoid, yesterday I was Chazrin Gan Shas Balpe, and I didn't have a time." Okay, we'll stop and Mitchum over here and continue the story tomorrow, but it's very Gishmak, and Baruch Hashem, there was a bris, and those are no simchas by Klai Yisrael.